Hey again, family. You are someone who had to face these people who practically live for a rise out of you, throwing everything at you from sharp words to mind games, and sometimes they even get physical or hit you right in the feelings. Today, I really want to highlight something crucial for you. Your silence was too loud them. It was too powerful for those people who are out there hating you for no reason. But you, the chosen, give them nothing in return. Despite every day they have been wanting to get reaction out of you. They wanted to make you mad. They want to drag you down their level, but you chosen to answer them with nothing. It was your silence that has been nothing short of monumental in dealing with those who have tried every trick in the book to provoke you. But do you know, since you've embraced your faith and the serenity that comes with being a child of God, you've discovered something game-changing. The most effective way to deal with these provocateurs, giving them nothing at all. If the old you might have clapped back when they hit below the belt, used manipulative tactics, or spread falsehoods, well, that version of you is long gone. This new you, grounded in faith, is someone they can't quite figure out because you don't play into their hands anymore. You've brought Christ into your life, and with him, you've learned a new way to handle conflict. You realize that the usual scrap, the kind the world and your enemies thrive on, just doesn't cut it. It doesn't bring real victory. True victory comes from a different kind of strategy, handing over the reins to God. By letting God take up your cause, you're stepping away from the fray. This choice baffles those who thrive on stirring trouble, feeding off the chaos and negativity they try to sow in your life. So while they continue to dish out their worst, expecting you to react as you once might have, they find themselves grappling with a new reality. Your silence and your decision to let God fight your battles leave them powerless and confused. It's a clear message that the old tactics won't work on you anymore, not with the shield of faith you carry. This is the power of transformation, of choosing peace over conflict, and letting divine justice prevail over petty squabbles. These individuals who thrive on negativity, they're like energy vampires. They need that constant drama and negativity to feel like they're alive, to feel whole. And here's the twist. You figured out that keeping quiet is the ultimate move against them. There was a time when you might have played into their games, responded to their provocations, but you've moved past that. You've healed, you've grown, and with this growth, your silence now roars. It's deafening to them. When you step back and let the Lord lead your battles, it leaves them stumbling, totally powerless. Keep doing just that. Ignore their drama, stay mute in the face of their shenanigans and their so-called weapons of war. Your silence is messing with their strategy, forcing them to either back down or try a new angle. But here's the thing, even if they switch tactics, they're still hitting a wall because, in the name of Jesus, they've got no power over you. The way you fight has changed. You're not just throwing punches in the dark anymore. You've tapped into a higher power for your vindication and liberation from these attacks. So keep holding your peace. Keep that calm. Don't give them anything to work with. They're just fishing for something, anything to use against you. By staying silent, you're not giving them any ammo, and that's the smartest move you can make. These people don't genuinely have any real beef with you, but oh, how they wish they did. So when you lose your cool and engage in a bit of a scuffle, throwing words or more, their eyes light up because now they've got something to hold against you. It's like you've just handed them a license to treat you any way they feel like, because in their eyes, you started it. But here's where you flip the script. You stay quiet, keep your peace, and let the Lord do his work. You turn the other cheek. And with a shrug, you're like, you're in God's court now, not mine. I'm out. This move, it zaps all their power. It's like pulling the plug on their drama battery. They end up feeling so powerless that they have no choice but to back off and go find someone else to pester. They gotta look for fresh ground where they can spread their havoc, somewhere else where they can try to destroy and dominate. I hope this makes you feel pumped because, trust me, there's a wild amount of strength in just stepping back, holding your tongue, and letting God sort out these emotional manipulators. Now, have you ever come across something called emotional witchcraft? Yeah, it's those folks who play the victim so well, you'd think they've got a PhD in it. They never own up to anything, always surprised that, once again, they're supposedly the hurt party. It's their go-to move because it lets them boss around, scare and corner their targets. But here's the kicker. Now that you've mastered the art of not reacting, their usual tricks just don't work on you anymore. No more being pushed around, controlled, or made to feel small. You've essentially disarmed them, and without that power, they just can't get under your skin like they used to. When you take the high road and keep your cool, it seriously rattles these emotional manipulators. They start to realize they can't get to you anymore, and that lack of control really gets under their skin. It's enough to make them back off and eventually bounce out of your life for good. So stick to the silence. Keep letting the Lord handle your battles. Now I'm picking up something specific here. Feels like a baby mama or baby daddy drama kind of vibe. Your ex is always on your case, hurling words like, you're a bad mom or you're a bad dad. They throw every accusation in the book at you, trying to knock you down. Here's the scoop. The best comeback isn't a comeback at all. Zip it and let your life do the talking. Show them, through how you raise your kids, that their words are just noise. Your kids are all right. They're more than all right. They love you without conditions. No amount of trash talk from your ex is going to change the real deal about how you stand in your kids' lives. Keep that silence golden and let your actions speak volumes. That's the ultimate mic drop. They say you can't, you show them you can, and you do every single day. The truth is, your impact and the love you receive from those around you really get under the skin of these emotional tricksters. They're gunning for a reaction because they see how others embrace you, how you keep advancing, no matter how much they try to knock you down with their lies and negativity. They notice that the nasty tricks they throw your way don't stick. No weapon formed against you truly prospers. And as you choose to remain silent in the face of their assaults, it's like you're showing them the door. Your silence sends a clear message. Their nonsense won't fly around here, not now, not ever. So keep leaning on God, asking Him to be your rock and your comfort as you navigate through these attacks. But know this, your silence, it's deafening. It's a robust shield, echoing so loudly in their ears that they can't help but realize it's futile to keep targeting you. So, fingers crossed, with time they'll get the hint, pack up their bag of tricks, and stop trying to rile you up. They'll see that trying to pierce you with those fiery darts to provoke a response is pointless, because you're wrapped up in your quiet strength, letting God handle the battles. Keep that up, and watch how quickly they realize they're fighting a losing game. You get that. When you let the Lord take over your battles, you're setting yourself up for nothing but wins, right? I'm sending this message out, hoping it lands exactly where it needs to. I'm here to boost you up, to remind you to keep that cool, even though, man, I know how tough it can be. Sometimes, you just want to let loose, let the words fly, maybe even throw down if it comes to that. You feel like maybe if you just pushed back hard enough, these folks would back off for good. But here's the real talk. All that does is give the troublemakers exactly what they want. They live for the drama, thrive on seeing you lose your cool. So what you gotta do? Keep it chill, stay silent, cling to that peace, the kind that's so deep, it throws off anybody trying to mess with you. So I'm putting this out there again, hoping it reaches the right ears. Hold on to your peace. Let that profound calm be your shield against anyone trying to rattle you. Keep letting that peace do the heavy lifting, because when you do, those looking for a rise out of you will find themselves grasping at air. You're way beyond their petty games. I truly cherish each one of you, and I hope this video lifts your spirits. It might stir up some emotions, but remember, you're surrounded by peace, love, and the presence of God. Everyone here, connected through this channel, is in your corner. We're all in this journey together. I have so much love for you all. Until we meet again, take it easy.